Staff at the CSIRO and Geoscience Australia were alarmed this week when the ABC revealed that mining company Adani had sought the names of scientists reviewing its contentious groundwater plans for the Carmichael coal mine so the company could check if they were anti-coal activists. The company said it just wanted to know it was being treated fairly. Names of individual scientists were not released. The company was told the review was the work of the agencies, not individuals. But the incident raised concerns about the potential intimidation of scientists. The Australian Academy of Science is another of this country's august institutions, providing scientific advice, promoting scientific engagement and championing excellence and an understanding of science. Professor David Day is the Secretary for Science Policy at the Academy. I asked him first whether he thought Adani was trying to intimidate scientists.
Look, I don't know whether they were being intimidated. That goes to the question of why Adani asked for this information. And I think the government department responded really well, saying this is a CSIRO geoscience report to the government and individual science should not be contacted.
What is the risk with this approach, though? I mean, arguably, a company or an individual or a government should be free to question whether there's bias in processes, surely.
They should. I think the way around that is for the process to be made completely transparent. So that means the methodology used should be made public. The Academy's view is whenever we do either a review or a survey or a report for somebody, that we make sure that the process is very rigorous. We publish what that is. We send the report out for independent peer review, and then we insist on making it public. So that provides transparency. And I think in terms of trusting the scientific advice, I think transparency is really important.
In matters of particular controversy, especially where politics has been involved, like mining is a good example of that, I suppose, so is climate, mm-hmm. energy, isn't it inevitable that scientists' expert views will be construed by some as biased, regardless of the process you may be transparent about?
Yes, but I think that reflects on the person who holds those views, not on the process. If the process is scientifically rigorous and the advice is independent and fellow experts agree with it, then I don't think individual biases will hold up if they're investigated.
There have been discussions, debates about whether agencies like CSIRO, for example, have faced political pressure to shape or constrain their work. I mean, how real are the pressures that scientists in agencies are facing from these different forces?
So that's difficult for me to answer because I don't work at CSIRO or any of those other agencies. As far as I'm aware, look, there's not political pressure specifically in these instances. I think there are constraints placed on bodies like CSIRO. So, for example, the funding envelope forces them to make choices about what they research and how they research it. And I think also when things like a report is commissioned, or specific advice is sought, if the parameters are extremely narrowly defined, then that constrains what that agency can do. But personally, as far as I know, there's no direct political manipulation of that process.
But are all scientists equal, I guess, is the other question. You know, there are scientists who work for agencies with these rigors around their work, and then there are scientists who work for private companies, for profit companies. Are they equal?
Well, in terms of their science ability, they probably are. I think it when a scientist is working for a for-profit company and they are reporting on issues with directly related to that company's interests, then I think there's an additional onus on them to have really rigorous peer review and to make the methodology and the findings open. And that doesn't always happen, of course, with companies. So in that respect, the constraints on those scientists are different than they are in a public institution.
Professor David Day, thank you very much for your time.
Been a pleasure. Thank you.
Professor David Day from the Australian Academy of Science.